Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The LGBTQ agenda is advancing across the country, from public schools to sports to therapy to government, but there is one bright spot coming out of Texas. But what is behind this effort to normalize those alternative lifestyles, and is there any way to fight it across the country? Is there any hope for America is the basic question. Can we turn this ship around as we see what's happening in America and actually the world with this LGBTQ agenda? My guest today is Steve McConkey. He's president of Four Winds USA. Thanks, Steve, for being with us.
Yes, thank you for inviting me again. It's a pleasure to be able to get the message out.
Yeah, and you guys have been fighting this, or you've been fighting this for a very long time. So this is not really a new phenomenon as far as males who identify as females attempting to, or actually in some cases being allowed to play in girls' sports. So how long have you been in the fight against this?
Well, in 2003 in Duluth, Minnesota, when we were living up there in that area, I looked in the Duluth Tribune on page 14 or somewhere way back in a little paragraph, and it said that the Olympic Committee was going to pass, allow transgenders in Olympics. So I got concerned and called all the International Olympic Committee people in the United States and the Olympic Committee in Colorado Springs protesting and saying that, you know, I don't think it's a good idea. And the last thing the Olympic lawyer, they eventually put me in the Olympic lawyer, told me was, well, nothing ever become of this.
Mm. And now fast forward to 2021. Yeah. Nothing will ever become of this. So what role were you playing at that point? What's your background as far as you just picked up the phone and called the Olympic Committee?
Well, from 82 to 92, I was United States National Track and Field Club coach. And during that time, we had 92 athletes ranked by Track and Field News. And so, you know, then after 92, then we did ministry work with U.S. Olympic Track and Field, you know, our own organization, but mostly with Olympic athletes and pro athletes. Then in 2013, we've changed to all sports. So we mainly stayed in track and field. So, you know, my concern was with track and field at the time.
And how has zeroing in on track and field? We see where Connecticut and other states, too, I think Alaska, numerous other states, but I'm thinking especially of Connecticut because a lawsuit was brought by females athletes there. How has allowing male athletes to compete in high school track and field, how has that impacted the female athletes?
Well, I know in Connecticut, a lot of the transgender, had a couple transgender athletes seem to dominate the women athletes for quite a long time. And then I know that they had Pierce University, I believe, an athlete that was a male and decided to compete as a female and won the 400-meter hurdles. There have been, you know, really in truth, honesty, there's not been significant change as far as performances, but the door is opening up slowly. And when it does open, and like they're trying to open up wider, and they're going to address that, you know, really soon. They were supposed to change the transgender rules after this last Olympics this summer, and they're going to delay it again until after the China Olympics in 2022. So, you know, it's impacted. But the biggest thing that they did, the reason they passed the Olympic Committee, I believe, is that it allowed the high school associations to say, well, the Olympic Committee passed it, so we got to pass it too.
Okay.
So what it did was it had a trickle-down effect. It was kind of like, get your foot in the door, and all of a sudden, let's open the door wide. I think the Olympic Committee, they knew that there'd be some athletes, you know, that kind of thing, but they really, I think it was a concerted effort to get it in the high schools. Then after the high schools, the NCAA, and then the NCAA went into pro sports.
Wow.
And the military after that.
Yeah, unfortunately, for sure. So there's been just like you said, a ripple effect.
Yes.
With the Olympics opening the doors and then the high school association opening the door even wider, saying, well, if the Olympics are doing it, then we can do it too. You know,
exactly.
It makes no sense when we see how female athletes on the high school level have been eliminated basically from scholarships because these males who identify as females have won races that these female athletes would have won if those two, or whatever number, if those male athletes had not been competing. So it's just been a total reversal of what Title IX was written for, which was to open the doors wider for female students to be able to have more access to sports. But we see that whole thing being rewritten and reinterpreted by especially the Democrats, but we won't get into politics. But, you know, what really gets me is what has happened to common sense that boys, I mean, this is biology 101, boys are naturally stronger and faster than girls. So they're just turning a blind eye to the truth of biology.
Well, it doesn't help with the first day in, you know, that he was inaugurated within an hour, I believe, that President Biden went in and he signed a proclamation, you know, mm-hmm. saying that transgenders should be allowed in bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams. Yeah. I mean, this guy is supposed to be, quote, what do you call it, the science president, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he's messed up on this. He's messed up on the virus, you know, and all this stuff.
Climate change.
So, you know, it's a ripple effect. And what you got to realize that he opened that door and he sent the message that he's going to push it as far as he can. And you're seeing the effect of it in schools. I mean, I'm dealing with the situation in Wisconsin at a small school where if the kids say that a transgender cheerleader, now he's not a transgender cheerleader, but if they say this person is a boy, just not teasing, but say that he's a boy, they get mm-hmm. detention. So, you know, I'm dealing with this, so it has a ripple effect,
wow.
Yes.
And you say that's a small school where we would normally think that it's safe to send your child to a small school. But that's
exactly. It's a small school in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, it's pretty shocking.
Yeah.
But see, the school administrators and the board, they're running in fear because the state
yeah.
tells them this. But, you know, in reality, kids don't know the rights. They know they can be able to say this person is a boy,
mm-hmm.
not to tease, but
right,
let's say if it's
right.
they're questioning and mm-hmm. they say it's a boy, you know, they should not receive detention. So what they're trying to do with these transgenders in the schools is to flip the morality and to destroy the family and try to get these people propped up and, you know, they're all ready for lawsuits and stuff, you know, be able to promote mm-hmm. their agenda. The one person's protected, but then all the other 195 kids will have to toe the line or
yeah.
they're not protected.
Yeah. And I think the internet, I mean, I couldn't survive without the internet, but the internet has also opened the door. You're saying that this school is out in the middle of nowhere. It's a small school, but the internet has opened the door wide as far as indoctrination of kids. Because I've read so many stories about kids who identify as transgender, but they did not realize, quote unquote, who they were until they found transgender websites or stories of transgender kids. So the internet has definitely opened the door wide to the indoctrination, as well as everything else with the media, entertainment media, the news media, you know, superheroes who are now transgender or whatever, school books require reading lists, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot going on. The kids are being targeted. There's no doubt about that. But there
and you
is,
got the president of the United States. Well, he can't figure it out.
Is.
And then, you know,
yeah.
that sends a message, and you can't
yeah.
figure out a lot of stuff. This is
yeah.
the worst situation ever in the United States. I believe we're heading for some dark roads.
Yeah.
But then these kids, like you say, they go on internet sites, but also they got sites where they can go on and they can be shown how to file lawsuits. And so, you know, when I was dealing with this situation up there, I didn't show the person's name
mm-hmm.
or picture,
mm-hmm.
you know, faded out. So, you know, it's a very tricky thing these people got to do in these public schools. And to be honest with you, I would take a hard look at public schools now. I
yeah.
think my kids graduated in the 90s, I think the last one, 2000, 2004, 2006, right around there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a different time, but it switched so bad
yeah.
during
and
the
quickly,
time of
yeah.
when my son was going to school. You know, they had a starting to have a homosexual club in the school, but that was kind of a new thing.
Yeah.
But now it's like they're taking over.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that was their foot in the door. And I know as, you know, various groups, ours and yours, were fighting the attempt to start gay-straight alliance clubs, and now they call them different names now, whether it's, you know, even diversity clubs cannot be trusted because many times those are also homosexual-friendly clubs in schools. But that was the foot in the door. And then adding sexual orientation, gender identity, of course, the National Education Association is pushing a lot of this stuff, if not all of this stuff. And National School Board Association is, you know, right on board with all of it, too, which impacts the local school boards, like the school district you're talking about. But there is one bright spot, Texas. Tell us what has happened down in Texas.
And that's a good thing. They joined Florida in banning transgender athletes. In Texas, they have to follow what's on their birth certificate in sports, and that's a good thing. So there are bright spots. And what you got to do, I had Rasmussen do a poll, and I think 27% of Americans approve of transgender athletes. It's a very small number, and there's other polls that say around 30%. America knows that this is wrong, but this is an attempt to defy science and to say that this is right. If you look at all the genetic studies of homosexuality, which I did for quite a long time, they had one in the last few years that dealt with millions of genetic material from thousands of people in Europe. And what they found was there's 20 to 25,000 genes in the human genome. Mm-hmm. And they found that there was not one genetic material like a gene. They said maybe there's three possibilities of something. But then if you look in the fine print, they said that most likely those are not the three minor thing out of millions of genetic material was probably not significant in causing the person to have homosexuality. So if you go on a purely science fact, and they don't do that, what they do is they skim these studies and they take out the three things out of millions, and it's not even genes, and they say that it's inherited. This is not like being, like I'm Irish, Scottish background, some people are African American and different backgrounds. That's genetically encoded in your genes. So homosexuality is not encoded like that.
Yeah.
So it should be very clear to anybody that's promoting a science agenda, quote, like they're supposed to be, the NEA, supposed to be promoting education. They're the top of it, you know, on the charts because they're with all the scientists.
Right.
And they can't figure it out.
No, they can't.
They'll lie to you.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, they manipulate those studies and pull out what is advantageous to them and ignore the vast majority of the study itself that doesn't agree with them. And unfortunately, there are too many people who are not educated well enough on this issue. And, you know, they hear too many sob stories from the mainstream media. And of course, it's being promoted through entertainment and such as that. You know, the promotion is there to make it normal and to try to convince Americans that people are born this way. So it's encouraging that you're saying 27% approve of trans athletes. And that's good. I mean, that number should be like
zero.
Yeah,
it's a positive. So people get it. You know, even I've talked to liberals. And, you know, the brainwashing of America is just so, so big.
Yeah.
I mean, you can talk to liberals, and I mean, I just don't know where they're thinking or what they're thinking or how they come to their thing. But it's amazing what people think and believe.
Yeah. To me, it's quite clear that they're brainwashed, and they will not accept or even listen to an alternative view. I mean, because if you express something that they don't agree with, they call you a bigot and a hater. And looking at the Texas bill, HB 25, like you said, it only allows, if it's on your birth certificate, it's written down that you're a boy, then you can only play on boys' sports and et cetera, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Girls can play on girls' sports. The White House's immediate response was that this bill is hateful. And we have the head of the Human Rights Campaign there in Texas saying transgender young people deserve the opportunity to play sports with their friends like any other kid. She also went on to say radical policies like the anti-transgender sports ban bill that target children for no reason other than to score political points, and alleges that this makes the state less safe and desirable for families to live and work. Of course, that's not surprising. This is Human Rights Campaign state director down in Texas alleging that the bill is discriminatory. And they always ignore the fact that not to ban boys from girls' sports is actually being discriminatory against the girls because it gives the males an advantage over the girls. So they always want to issue the sob story that bills such as the one HB 25 in Texas is discriminatory. And I know that it's passed in the House and the Senate, the bill has, and it's now going to Governor Abbott's desk for a signature. Now, I'm sure that he will be under pressure, even as the South Dakota governor was, who said she would sign a similar bill, but she caved and didn't sign the bill banning boys and girls sports. So Governor Abbott's facing the same thing right now. So, and he's already spent, you know, they're already threatening that. I think it's the NCAA won't bring their
That's the big thing is what they say, they won't bring their championships. Yeah. But they're backing down in Florida, you know, on that. And then they're back down in Texas, too. They can't lose the sports in Texas. They make the vast majority of their money during the basketball team when they have, you know, 64 teams competing to the final 16 and then the final four in the championship game. So that's where they make a lot of money. But they can't ban Texas and Florida. Those are big NCAA football schools, make lots of money. The NCAA reaps the benefit. So they can't ban Texas. Once more states take action, you know, the NCAA has become a bully organization.
Oh, yeah.
All these sports organizations should stay out of politics, and that's the problem you have from the very beginning.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we definitely saw that with North Carolina. It wasn't a bill banning it wasn't dealing with high school transgender, you know, athletes.
It was dealing with the bathroom situation.
Right,
we know where they were going to open the bathrooms to everybody.
Yeah, North Carolina was kind of a test case there, I think. But your gut feeling on Governor Abbott, do you think he will cave or do you think he'll sign the bill?
I think he'll sign it. I know he's going to get a lot of heat,
yeah.
you know, because a lot of businesses are moving to Texas. But I think he's going to be fine. I think he'll sign it.
Okay, great, great. You know, there's one issue I know several years ago in Texas. It was a wrestling state tournament, a high school state wrestling tournament. And a female student had been taking male hormones for maybe a year, but yet she had to play. Now, I just see an issue. I'm going to play devil's advocate here. She had been taking the male hormones, but she was required to wrestle with the girls, and she easily won that tournament because she'd been taking the male hormones for that time period. So I think
and
the bill
did
should...
that 2 years in a row.
Oh, was it 2 years in a row? Okay, yeah. I think the bill should expand. I don't know how. This is so convoluted, such a mess that they've created with this transgender thing. But, you know, maybe the bill should, or another bill should be introduced dealing with the drugs that this female student was taking. You know, if a transgender student is taking any kind of hormones, they're not allowed to play, period. I don't know. I mean, that, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. And what a lot of people don't know is these hormones that kill you, you know, you got a little kid, they take these puberty blockers and they take estrogen or testosterone, depending if they want to be a male, they take testosterone, estrogen, if they want to be a female, quote, female.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing is, what they don't tell you is the heart disease, the stroke rates, and all this stuff is so elevated.
Yeah.
I guess by the time they're 40, everybody's dead that does that.
Oh,
it's a really high stat. And the suicide rate is beyond 50%, 40, 50%, or even higher.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then they'll say, well, the suicides are because of persecution of the homosexual. But most likely it's just when you start messing with God's design, then that's where you have problems.
Right, because even there's a high suicide rate among those who've actually gone through the surgeries to, quote-unquote, become the opposite sex. Because, as you're saying, they still have not dealt with the underlying issues as to why they have these feelings. They've changed their outer appearance, but that is not dealt with the underlying issues, and as they've interfered with God's design for them, that has created an even more hopeless feeling. You know, as you're saying, but yet people like you and I are accused of being so bigoted that these, you know, individuals just have to take their own lives. It's just,
well, if you read Romans 1, you know, that says you can see God's design and God is talking to people. That doesn't necessarily mean people will come to Christ without special revelations, but Romans 1 talks about general design. So when we look in the mirror, we know we're male, we know we're female. That's God's design.
Yeah.
And that's why Romans 1, I believe, could be the last of society. When man looks directly at himself and knows how God created him, then they defy that.
Yeah.
You know, there's other sins that are listed in Romans 1. We're not above sin, Christians. We fight it, you know, but God's given us victory. Romans 6 says we live for Christ, but at the same time, we're not above it. But generally speaking, if Romans 1 talks about the sin of homosexuality, it destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and a lot of people believe that's the last stage of society, is when you look in a mirror and see how God created you, and you totally defy it.
Yeah, totally agree. Do you think other states will step forward and follow the example of Texas?
Well, I heard, you know, somebody gave me a thing the other day, and I've yet to research it, said 37 states are considering it or doing something about it. But the problem is you got judges involved you get courts.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing about Texas and Florida, that is an example to these states to really take really solid stand. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be more states following, yes. I think once 2024 comes around and 2022, these elections are very important.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't think elections are important, you put Biden in there. In the first hour in office, he allows transgenders and opens up abortion. You know, he basically duped the United States, and whether he got in there fair or square, that's another question. I highly doubt it. But, you know, then you're going to get a situation where he's in there, and the president and elections are very important. God is above this government in the United States,
that's
of
true.
Course, but at the same time, got fruit in the Christian life, you better be voting the right way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Amen to that for sure. How can folks contact you?
We got a website, Four Winds Christian Athletics. You can give me a call. The contact information is on there, 4WINDSUSA.com. And, you know, write me any if you got questions or anything like that. And I really appreciate the prayers as we stand up. You know, we're fighting the Olympic Committee right now because we're going to take a lot of my advice and other people's advice, and they were going to change that after this last Olympics, the transgender rules. Now they're delaying it for, well, to be 3 years. They were supposed to do it a couple years ago. Now it's going to be an add on to be 3 years, where they said they were going to do it 2 years ago. Now to be three by the time the Winter Olympics 2022 comes around. So we're fighting this, and we're going to keep fighting and pray that they reverse it. And, you know, we need a revival in the United States, so that's what I'm asking for, as people pray as we stand.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate your work in exposing all this stuff. And you're probably about the only one out there who gives a Christian perspective to this whole issue when it comes to transgenders in sports. And,
well, it'd be nice. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it'd be nice. You know, you see a lot of pro athletes and stuff like that. And, I mean, I advise the college athletes not to say anything. They'll just get dumped on and beat up. And, you know, even professional athletes that are out there, you know, just play your game. You know, you'll become a punching bag of the left.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, you got all these people that made millions in sports, a lot of former pro athletes, and they made millions, and they go on to broadcasting careers instead of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be honest with you. Some of those people need to be speaking up. They need to consider whether another million in their pocket's worth it.
Yeah.
And so I'm out there alone. You know, I don't care if I'm in the Hall of Fame. You know, I was United States club, national club coach for the United States, did far greater than a lot of my colleagues that I ran with in track or coached with. You know, I wasn't a great runner, but I was a good runner. That obviously that wouldn't get me in. But the thing is, you know, with the coaching and the experience, I know a lot of the most Olympic team by name, they know me. And what I'm trying to say is it's time to stand up.
Yeah.
And if you have these former athletes standing up, but what happens is say one thing, then they cave in.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them do stand up. They've lost their careers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what you got to do. You know, I think you got to lose it all.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that's what it takes. Maybe they'll live in a little smaller home. But, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, we need more to be standing up, you know, not just athletes or former athletes on this issue, but moms and dads when it comes to school boards. I mean, they
absolutely.
Need to.
And that's where it starts.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So anyway, Stephen, we'll let you go. Thanks so much for your time, and have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, thank you very much. And God bless you guys there in Pennsylvania. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.